In San Francisco, city supervisors voted unanimously yesterday to ban the sale and distribution of e-cigarettes there. People in favor of this new law say it'll keep kids and young people from getting addicted. But the San Francisco e-cigarette maker Juul is pushing back. Laura Clivens has the story from member station KQED.
The ban would outlaw the sale of e-cigarettes or vaping products at brick-and-mortar stores. It would also prohibit online sales when shipping to San Francisco addresses. Supervisor Shimon Walton co-authored the ordinance, which will stand until e-cigarettes undergo FDA review.
And so until we know all of the negative health effects and have a complete picture of how much harm e-cigarettes are causing, we should not be selling the product anywhere.
Walton cites the skyrocketing number of youth who are newly vaping as a reason to act now.
The data is quite heartbreaking.
The other author behind the ban is City Attorney Dennis Herrera. He released a statement celebrating the final vote, saying that if the federal government is not going to act, San Francisco will. E-cigarette maker Juul is collecting signatures for a November ballot initiative to override the ban. The company, which is based in San Francisco, released a statement that said it also wants to keep e-cigarettes away from young people, but a ban will create a black market for the product and drive former smokers who now vape back to traditional cigarettes. Earlier this year, Beverly Hills became the first city to vote to prohibit e-cigarettes as part of a larger ban on the sale of all tobacco products. The ordinance in San Francisco is the first of its kind to target just e-cigarettes in California. It's set to go into effect in early 2020. For NPR News, I'm Laura Clivens in San Francisco.